You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The Community Council of Idaho, it is the largest nonprofit serving Latinos here in our state. It was founded in 1971, and its statewide programs include Head Start. This is early education programs that work with young children in low-income families, specifically serving children of migrant farm workers. But recently, staff at that nonprofit have been feeling threatened and unsafe. An incident involving a bus driver in another car prompted the staff to remove the word migrant from the Head Start buses. Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Foy has been following this, and she is joining us live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
Thank you.
So first off, tell us about CCI's programs and who they serve, because they've been around, as I mentioned, for decades.
Yeah, so they actually started as the Idaho Migrant Council, and they mostly started as advocating for farm worker rights. Now they focus a lot more on services, and one of their key services is working and providing daycare and Head Start programs. That's a federally funded program, usually for low-income children. Their programs are specifically migrant and seasonal, the children of migrant and seasonal farm workers. They get about 800 kids through these programs. They have 10 centers across the state, and they're mostly in Idaho's agricultural centers. You don't have to be moving from, city to city, from Idaho to Oregon to be participating to have your kids in these daycare centers, but often they are. So it's very transient, and they're always working. The Community Council of Idaho is working to make sure that these kids have daycare while their parents are working in the fields, and also giving them some early childhood education.
And so we should say, too, with Head Start, this is normally children, what, five years?
5 years and younger.
And younger.
Yes, yeah.
So, the littlest of the little are using this. Okay, so let's talk about the incident with a Head Start bus in Caldwell, which I understand it was transporting children, as we mentioned, who were under the age of five.
Yeah.
I think it's incredibly important that we stress that these were children under the age of five in this bus. What exactly did, what was it that concerned the bus driver?
Yeah, the Community Council of Idaho said, told us that, a bus driver reported feeling unsafe in an unsafe situation involving another car that was nearby when they were dropping off children on their normal routes, because, of course, they pick up and drop off kids from their homes, from a, just like a normal bus stop,
right,
and take them to the daycare center. They reported this to staff, and because this was a couple weeks ago, which was right around the time of the El Paso shooting, which, of course, very much rattled Latinos across the country, they felt that it was time to start putting into place some security measures that they discussed in the past, but because they were a little rattled by this bus driver's report of feeling unsafe and also just national events, they thought that it was maybe time to take measures to preemptively protect their kids.
So here was this one report from this driver who, as we've said, they are transporting very vulnerable human beings. Mm-hmm. These are small little kiddos.
Yeah.
And they want to make sure they're safe. Mm-hmm. So because of that feeling, what is CCI doing now? Because they're taking some pretty specific measure.
Yeah, one of the key things that they want to do right now is cover up the word migrant on their buses. One of the main reasons why they feel the need to do that is they've often run into the assumption that migrant equals undocumented. Migrant equals someone is illegal. And of course, when we're dealing with children, You would hope that that wouldn't matter, but it is something that they're worried might make the buses with kids under the age of five more of a target than they really would like to. So they're taking measures to cover up signs. This was something they considered in the past, but it wasn't really a priority until national events kind of prompted this, extra step. And it's just really, it speaks to how many Latinos, not just the Community Council of Idaho staff, but many Latinos across the state are feeling, a little bit vulnerable and unsafe right now.
Talk to me about that, Nicole, because you cover Hispanic affairs and the Latino community. Specifically in the Treasure Valley. And I'm sure that you have been talking to people in light of the El Paso shooting. Mm-hmm. So even outside of this incident with CCI, what is the feeling within our Latino community mm-hmm. right now? Well, I mean, that you can gauge.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's always, there's always been waves of anti-immigrant feelings, whether in Idaho, across the state. So that hasn't necessarily ever gone away. But, you know, there is a lot of fear. There's a lot of trepidation. There's worry that if you go to, you know, a Walmart, you know, there's a lot of Walmarts, especially in Nampa and Caldwell, that, you know, draw in a lot of farm workers at the end of the day, when they're shopping with their families. There's worry that, you know, is this going to be a target? If I go to a festival, is this going to be a target? Community Council of Idaho feels like they might be a target. It's just something that, you know, whether it's warranted or not, whether, you know, God forbid anything like this would ever happen. The fact is it did happen in El Paso, and they kind of feel exposed. Mm-hmm. That's really the best way. You know, there's not necessarily anything in the community around them that would make them feel like this is going to happen, but you feel exposed. And of course, national news is a big factor in this. And especially when it comes to Spanish news, we don't have a lot of local news here in Spanish. And so if you're just dealing with Spanish speakers, what are they seeing on their TV in their news? It's Spanish news from around the country, and most of it's about the El Paso shooting.
And so then that plays into just heightened awareness.
Yeah.
Frankly, heightened fear.
And honestly, too, as well, the news of ICE raids across the country. You know, there was a story a couple of weeks ago that both our paper and other outlets in the state wrote about how a concert in Jerome was canceled.
Right. We talked about it right here on the
yes,
program.
Yes. And it was just reported sightings of ICE agents. They have no idea. No one was ever able to track down what actually happened. But a viral Facebook post shut down this concert. It was canceled. And for the next week, I was getting these reports. Other reporters were getting these reports. And just people were sharing, oh, I saw ICE agents at Walmart. I saw ICE agents here, you know, and it's these kind of things, you know, when you have a community that feels like they're under attack, especially when they hear anti-immigrant rhetoric coming from, national places, coming from local places. You need a little bit of truth, and that's in any kind of rumor, and it makes people really afraid.
I'm talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Foy. We're talking about the Hispanic community right now, particular CCI and their Head Start program, and what they're doing to keep children safer right now. I want to go back to something you said about the word migrant, because I thought it was a very eloquent part of your article when you discussed this issue of migrant versus undocumented, because it is going down that path of, if you're a migrant worker, then you must be illegally in the country.
Yeah, and that's a very common misconception, because migrant is actually a federal term. It's used to describe kids in, high school migrant education programs. It's used to describe kids in the migrant seasonal Head Start. All it means is that your family primarily primarily works in agriculture, and you've moved for work following the crops within the last 3 years. And actually, Idaho has a very strong history, long history of migrant farm workers in the state. That's how many of the Latinos in this state, especially in southern Idaho, came here, because they were migrating back and forth from Texas. So these are American citizens migrating back and forth from Texas to Idaho to work in the sugar beet fields. And they loved Idaho and decided to stay here.
So to be clear on this, I think that's just so interesting, because you can be a migrant worker, a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. but you might spend time in eastern Idaho, mm-hmm. and then you might follow a crop to southern Idaho, mm-hmm. and then you might go up to northern Idaho, and you're taking your kids with you. So this is how it how it works, but you're following the work, literally.
Yeah, you're following the crops. And it's funny because it's something that used to be, of course, far more common across the United States when we were much more of an agricultural country. And now there's less and less farm workers, migrant farm workers. But, you know, it's this old way of how United States agriculture used to work. And these migrant farm workers are a very huge part of that and a very huge part of getting the food to our tables.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Foy. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you.
Up next, how do you keep thousands of kids safe on the internet when they're at school? I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.